Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Evil Things by Katja Ivar, published by Bitter Lemon Press in 2019. Today is all about the Cold War, grumpy female cops, and isolated places. It's 1952, and officially the war is over, and Finland is finally independent from Russia, although it's very hard to ignore their large neighbour next door. Helle Mauser is one of the very first female detectives in Finland, but after a stint in homicide in Helsinki, she's been demoted to the boring outer regions for being too emotional. So when a missing person's case passes by her desk, she jumps at the chance to investigate, despite the misgivings from her bureaucratic boss. Travelling into Lapland by hitching a ride with a would-be suitor truck driver, Helle begins an investigation into the missing man. The man left his young grandson behind in their house, and after 6 days alone, the child was found and is now living with a local priest and his wife, the people who reported the missing man. Helle arrives in the village and stays with the couple, and there she learns more about the missing man and his dead daughter, the boy's mother, and the stories the man told his grandson about the evil things in the woods. Headstrong to a fault, Helle ignores the help of the other villagers and searches the woods herself, only to find a body in the ice. But it's not the body of the missing man she's looking for. It's a Russian female doctor, and now Helle's investigation has taken a political turn and put her in a whole other world of cover-up, intrigue, and lies. Now, Evil Things is an interesting insight into the world of Finland in the 1950s. Before I read this book, I had very little knowledge of the history between Finland and Russia, and this, coupled with the main character being one of the first female cops in the country, was enough to spark my initial interest. Helle herself is a great character. She's stubborn and grumpy and dishevelled. She has no interest in clothes and makeup like all the pretty women around her. And with an inability to make friends or even undertake some of the basic social niceties, she often seems to be her own worst enemy. Yet much of her reaction can be explained by her past. Her family were murdered, her married lover dumped her unceremoniously, and adding to this her constant battle against her male colleagues and their expectations of women in the police force, no wonder Helle's grumpy. As I mentioned before, the unusual setting was interesting for me. In fact, I would have liked even more description to help me picture the world of rural Finland in the 1950s. The story itself goes from a small town missing person investigation into a political thriller, which was a plot direction which surprised me, and Helle proves herself to be willing to risk everything to solve her crime. So if you like remote towns, political intrigue, bodies in the ice, grumpy women and feminism, I recommend Evil Things by Katja Ivar. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.